The Traveling Buddha. The Buddha disguised as a foreign teacher walked into a high-ranking bushiban for a teaching demo. As he entered the school hall, he met Miss Lin, the school manager, a seemingly fun-loving and easygoing character. She explained to the Buddha the few school rules necessary to maintain a good rapport with the parents, students, and local teachers alike. She sat down with the Buddha and read a list of rules as follows. No yelling, arguing, or confronting kids in any way. Kids must remain entertained at all times with fun, high-energy games. Co-teachers are not to be confused with assistant teachers, although they can assist you depending on your attitude, and it is important to avoid confronting or conflict with them, even though they might suggest better ways of teaching. In addition, sensitive kids do not have to be exposed to too much reprimanding or mild punishment because they are sensitive kids, after all. However, you must maintain discipline and efficient classroom management at all times. Oh, and before I forget, parents' complaints and suggestions will be taken seriously, which means that you might have to be more flexible and modify your approach or lesson plans according to their expectations. After all, they are the ones paying for their child's education. The Buddha seemed very unimpressed with such rules supposedly aimed at motivating education and nodded in compliance to Miss Lin's demands, which she gathered through years of maintaining business. Miss Lin then felt the absolute need to make a few more suggestions. Oh, I hope everything will be okay because we had a lot of complaints from kids, parents, and co-teachers who completely discredited the previous teacher. In fact, at one point, he was a bit overpassionate and authoritative in the classroom. Kids seemed to be over-enthusiastic, and co-teachers reported that classes needed to be toned down in the name of efficient management. After this discourse, Miss Lin led the Buddha to the classroom, where he was to demo his teaching skills. However, the Buddha kept walking away toward the main door. "Hey!" hollered Miss Lin. "Where do you think you're going?" The Buddha looked at Miss Lin with a gentle smile and said, "Nowhere in particular. I just thought you needed a teacher and not a scapegoat. However, I am sure that you will find many window dressers willing to participate in this industry. Thank you for considering me," as he proceeded to walk out of the school.